congratulations. This has to be certainly something special, considering, you know, how much international experience you've had. But would this be kind of the cherry on the cake, so to speak?
Hey, Kelly. Yeah. I mean, it's just an honor to be mentioned, you know, in the same group of players that were selected. Obviously, the pinnacle for Canadian hockey players to represent your country, and especially at the Olympics.
Andrew, Gary Lawless here. Congratulations, first of all. But I guess I would ask you that, you know, if this might be the first step, but this really isn't the step that will make you happy. Making the final roster is what you're really after.
Yeah, and I think everyone understands that your play at the start of the year and you know, how you start the season is going to dictate whether you make the team or who's going to make that team. And everyone knows there's some stiff competition. So I think you just want to give yourself a chance to be, you know, put in that final roster. And you know, like I said, it's pinnacle for a Canadian hockey player to represent your country at the Olympics. And, you know, it's great to be invited to the camp, and it's an honor. But I think the final goal for all these players is to be on that final roster in Sochi.
Have you had a chance to see the invite list yet, Andrew, and start to take a look at some of the people you're up against?
No, I haven't. I haven't looked at the whole list, but I don't think you really even have to look at the list to understand, you know, the quality hockey players that Canada has and the options they're going to have going forward here. So, you know, like I said, there's going to be some stiff competition, and you know, they'll have to try to piece the team together the way they see fit, and hopefully, you know, I can play well enough to put myself in a position to be on that team.
Andrew, did you expect this, or did this come as a bit of a surprise to you today?
I was hoping for it. I don't know if I was completely surprised. You know, I thought I played well at the World Championships, you know, this past spring, and hope that, you know, had done enough there to showcase that, you know, maybe my name could be in this group and talked about for, you know, for the final roster. So, you know, I guess I wasn't completely surprised, you know, but I wasn't going to take it for granted either.
It's interesting, Andrew, when you look at this group, there not everybody's on there, but there's a good cross-section of guys that played on that World Junior Tournament team that steamrolled through everybody in Grand Forks.
Yeah, you know, I think everyone knows the talent that was on that team and what guys have done since, you know, that tournament. Pretty high-level group of players there, and you can see, I mean, just like you said, by looking – you know, even the guys that were on the last Olympic team, you know, a lot of those guys were a part of that World Junior team too. So it's neat to see how far those guys have, every one of us has come since playing in that tournament.
Andrew, have you been given any indication from the management committee or from anybody, from the coaches that were at the World Championships this year, what they think you need to do to make this team? And if not, what in your mind do you think you need to do at the start of this season to make this roster?
No, I haven't. I don't think they've really talked to anybody about that. You know, as far as what I need to do, I think I need to play a really strong two-way game. You know, I'm not naive enough to think that I'm going to go in there and be, you know, one of the top scorers or go-to scoring guy, you know, on this team. If I get that chance, for me, it's probably going to be in a checking role and a guy who can fit in different places in the lineup, and I understand that. And I don't think that gets away from, you know, anything I've done in the past. I think I just go out and play the way that, you know, I think I need to play, and that's a strong two-way checking game. And, you know, usually that leads to some offense too for me. So, I don't think it's going to be my mindset from the start of the season, you know, playing well to make that team. I think the biggest mindset is me playing well each and every night to try and help our hockey club get off to a good start. And if I do that, everything, you know, can take care of itself.
Andrew, it's Mitch Peacock at CBC. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to know, do you recall where you were when Canada scored the overtime winner in Vancouver, and maybe what might have gone through your mind as far as the future is concerned?
I was at a bar in Chicago with a bunch of guys from our team at that time in Chicago, and I definitely wasn't thinking about this at that time. I think everyone was just hoping that we'd scored it to win the gold medal at that point, and definitely wasn't thinking about this.
When did you start thinking about this, Andrew? Was there a certain point last year when you started to pile up the points and, you know, you started to hear your name mentioned a little bit? When did you start to think maybe this was a possibility for you?
I don't know if I'd really thought about it until, after the year was over maybe and heading to World Championships and realizing that I wanted to play well there to be put in the same, maybe give myself a chance to be put in the contention for the team. And, like I said, I think I was able to do that at the Worlds and with my play last season. And, that's all you can ask for at this point is to be considered. But everyone knows it's, long ways away, and there's a lot of different things that can happen and a lot of good players that you're up against. So, like I said, I'm just going to, try to have a great start of the year for the Winnipeg Jets and see where everything lands.
You mentioned, Andrew, that, you weren't going to let that be a distraction, but how much harder will that be to do than to say, on July the 22nd? Because as that selection date gets nearer, I mean, it captivates the whole country.
I'm sure as the days get closer, I mean, maybe a couple weeks or a few weeks before, there's going to be a lot of guys thinking about it, but, from September 14th or whenever camp starts, like I said, I think your best chance as a player and any player to make that team is just to focus on the present and what you need to do as a player at that time and having a good camp and having a good start to the year and everything else, can fall into place from there.
Andrew, Joe Pescucci from Global, congratulations. If I can go to another topic, just wondering your thoughts about the additions of Frolik and Setoguchi.
Yeah, I think we're really excited to have both those guys. Setoguchi is going to give us some more scoring in our top six, which I think everyone knows we kind of lacked last year. So it's exciting to get a player like him who can put the puck in the net and help us distribute the scoring throughout the lineup, and in Frolik, you're adding a guy that just won a championship and Stanley Cup, and having that experience isn't going to be invaluable to our team. And I know just talking to the guys that he played with, he was a big part of that team, and especially on the penalty kill, and that's an area that we needed to improve into.
Andrew, when you get the call from Hockey Canada to tell you're on the orientation invite list, who do you get that from, and how does the conversation go? Is it pretty quick, or?
Ken Holland called me yesterday, it was a pretty quick conversation. We had a little bit of chat. He's actually lives in the summer, not too far from where I am, so we chatted a little bit about that, and then just kind of congratulated me on getting invited and let me know that someone was going to be calling me to kind of set up the details in the near future. So it's a pretty quick call, definitely one that you're excited to get.
Do you, have to be told as well, hey, no letting us out of the bag until we make the announcement the next day type of thing? Because I would imagine that's news that you want to share with as many people as you can.
We're told to keep it on the down low for until it was announced. I just told a few people, and then obviously as the news comes out today, most people find out through social media nowadays, so I've been getting lots of texts, and everyone's pretty excited.
Okay, guys.
Thanks,
Andrew.
Yep.